Thursday night, Stevie P right across Nearly City tonight on 101.4 FM. Text us your favourite Christmas songs of all time, 07892 871133. Hello to Trelick, who has just phoned in. Thank you very much for your call, Trelick, and we'll try and get a wee Christmas one in for you before 9 o'clock. We've also a couple of requests, one from Matthew. He's looking Rocking Around the Christmas Tree. Guess. Now, very little guess by Jarlath and David Digney from the Abbey Grammar School, and to talk about the Zambian project. Boys, good to have you here Thursday night.
Good to be here, Steve.
Thank you.
And tell me, boys, very quickly, what is it all about, the Zambian project?
Well, the project was originally, it was founded in 1989, and since the turn of the millennium, there's been groups going out every 2 years. It's usually about a group of about 10 or 12, and they've had great success every time they've gone out, and it's just to try and get a feeling of life in a completely different culture, and to try and make a difference, no matter how small it is, to the people that we're going to be working with.
So it does sound brilliant anyway. And Charlotte, when are you actually going?
We're leaving on the 25th of March, so we are.
25th of March. And yeah. How many is there?
There's 14 of us going, 4 teachers and 10 pupils. So we're back on the 12th of April, Easter Sunday night.
Beautiful.
So, yeah.
Beautiful. Just
in And some of this here, when you actually do get the Zambia, what actually are you doing?
Well, most of our work will be focused in and around the schools and the orphanages in Livingstone itself and the surrounding area, basically teaching and then helping out in the orphanage, just whatever way we can, just trying to do something.
There's 3 schools we're linked with now, Laibuyu, Linda and Nguanga, and they were paired with Laibuyu, so we recently renovated that school and we're looking into renovating another one in the near future. So,
must say congratulations, Jonathan, and not to getting tongue-tied in that one there. I have got a wee text in here. Tell Jonathan I loved his last album and his last song, Ding Ding Bananas, would have been Christmas number one. So,
thanks, Kevin.
But no, definitely, we'll get talking to you after this wee tune here, and a wee bit more about the fundraising and what you're doing at the minute, and of course, what's happening tonight as well. So I'm going to play this one for Adam Magatier, Lonely This Christmas.
the radio station for the city on the banks of the River Clenry. Newry's Your FM.
Do you have an idea to make a positive change in your community? If so, Unlimited are offering up to £5,000 to people with the ideas, drive and commitment to transform the world in which they live. Contact Unlimited today on 028 902 4007, or you can go online www.unltd.org.uk.
For quality used cars, check out Meehan Motors, Armagh Road, Newry. All cars come with warranty and finance is available. For current stock lists, see meehanmotors.com or get to Meadowbrook Complex, Armagh Road, Newry. Meehan Motors, more than just motors. Online at meehanmotors.com.
Now open, La Dolce Vita Pizzeria, 59E Upper Drumore Road, Warren Point. For quality pizzas, kebabs, french fries and more. La Dolce Vita is open 7 days from 5pm to midnight and delivery service is available. Call 30 44 0004. For full menu and more, visit ladolcevitapizzeria.com.
Pendle Furniture Warehouse, Merchants Quay, Newry, for the best deal in town on all beds, mattresses and sofas. Hurry along to Pendle Furniture Warehouse, Merchants Quay, Newry, beside the Canal Court Hotel. Pendle Furniture Warehouse, number one for what everybody wants, value.
Your music. Now on Your FM.
go wrong. Shaking Stevens, Merry Christmas, everyone. You gotta love it. I'm still joined by Jarlath Magatir and David Digney from the Abbey Grammar. 0789287113 is the number to text for those final Christmas requests before 9 o'clock. Boys, good to have you here. And tell me about the fundraising you've been doing leading up to this Zambia project.
Well, Steve, about a month ago there we did Super Value down on Hill Street, and it was a bag pack, like, took in a lot of money, and many big thanks to Super Value for having us there and for everyone who took part.
Right. Well, it's not only out like Super Value and bagpacking, we're raising money, you're doing a lot of work inside the school itself. Like there in the run up to Christmas, we had our own special Zambia Christmas cards. We're selling those in the school, they were very successful. And also doing a Brother Burns collection every Friday, just to raise awareness of the project and then raise a bit of much needed funds.
Tonight is.
That's what I was going to ask you. Just tonight's the big sort of fundraising one. And if you want to tell people of Newry all about it, what's happening tonight?
Well, every Thursday, Canal Court does a quiz on for charity, and tonight's our night. Tonight, we're looking at a big crowd down at 9:30, so we are for Zambia. Like, it's £2 in, and there'll be a raffle and all there, and it's good prizes for us. So, we want a big crowd down there, it'll mean a lot, like, and it's a bit of crack as well, so it is, and it'll test your brains out.
That sounds good. And there's a lobby down there for 9:30.
9:30, on the button.
9:30, Canal Court, quiz tonight. Are you saying anybody that's listening to your family, is any sort of, any tips on, any answers for us? No.
Oh. No, couldn't get it with all the way next day. No way. Just a big push. If you're in the Newry area at all, and is there interest in giving a wee hand or making a wee contribution, then you shoot on down to Canal Court, and whatever you give would be greatly appreciated.
There you go, you heard it from David himself. Get down there for 9:30 into the Canal Court. Finally, boys, you must be excited about going. Are you looking forward to it?
Oh yeah, can't wait. But still an awful lot of work to do yet. Like, you talk about the fundraising, but we're not even halfway through it. We'll be up in Belfast Airport tomorrow doing our collections. It's just raise a bit more money, just getting people coming off their flights, like, taking advantage.
as you say, we're up in Belfast again, up in Forestside, you know what, Marks and Spencer's,
yes.
Like, so it's a big place, so anybody wants to help along, just come on down, we're there all day with Marks and Spencer's, and you'll see us, like, up in Forestside, up in East Belfast.
We've got listeners on the web, of course, www.urfm.com. You can check out our new website, iurfm.com. And if you're listening live on the internet, maybe you're listening from East Belfast, make sure you get to Forestside tomorrow and help out the boys in the Zambian project. And definitely, is there a final word from yourself?
Aye, but we've done a load of fundraisers before, but the biggest push we need is for now on Tuesday. We're having another backpack in Sainsbury's.
Mm-hmm.
Just anyone that wants to lend a hand, even for an hour or so, it's just come on down, don't be afraid, because we'll need all the help we can get to cover them. Anyway, just a wee quote for you, Steve. Do you mean to call you Steve?
Walk away.
The motto of our trip is live simply so others can simply live. So that's just just any donation you make, big or small, doesn't matter how much it is going to go out to a very good cause like we've been talking about. And I'm sure you'll keep raising awareness of that, Stephen, yourself. Like.
I love that, David. Give me that one again.
Live simply so others can simply live.
Lovely. And he did the point as well. Right. Definitely, that is the thing of the day. Get down to the Canal Court tonight. Give all your money. And on Tuesday as well. Tuesday as well. But don't give all your money. Keep some for Christmas. But on Tuesday as well, bagpack. You don't have to be from the Abbey at all. You can be anyone at all.
You're welcome.
We'll even try and get a few UFM presenters down in Sainsbury's.
Yourself as well, Stephen.
I'll try and get down as well on Tuesday. It sounds good. And but definitely tonight, 9:30. Thanks very much for coming in, boys.
Right, thanks, Stephen.
Thanks very much, Steve.
And definitely, I'll see you at the quiz. Finally, Jarlath, you're a Woolworths man, I believe.
You'll be out of a job
in 2 weeks' time. Do you want to say hello to anybody down there?
I'll just say hello to Sean and Matthew and Lisa and all the gang down in Woolies. And since Woolies is closing, we thought we'll just give out Stop the Cavalry for us. Take it away, Stephen.
Churchill comes over here to say we're doing splendidly, but it's very cold out here in the snow, marching to and from the enemy. Oh, I say it's tough, I have had enough, can you stop the cavalry?
I say, oh yes, yet again, can you stop the cavalry? Mary Bradley waits at home in the nuclear fallout zone. Wish I could be dancing now in the arms of the girl I love. Wish I was at home for Christmas. Bang, that's another bomb on another town. While Czar and Jim have tea, if I get home, lift up, tell the tale, I'll run for all presidencies. If I get elected, I'll stop, I will stop the cavalry.
For Stevie P tonight, thank you to all my guests, thank you to all my requests as well and dedications. We'll be back, well, we'll not be back for 2 weeks. This show will be repeated on Christmas night as well, so if you have missed anything, you can listen to it next week. Good night, good luck.